The Corporal's Wife by Gerald Seymour.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For Gillian and Jackie and Becky and Harriet and Georgia. Prologue. He was already awake. He heard the footsteps in the corridor, the clanging of the doors as the bolts were pulled back, the whimpering cry of one man, then the shout, anguished, of a second. He'd not slept. In the last hours, segments of his life had slipped by in his mind, picked up, discarded, lost, and those were the good times, with his parents up in the villa on the north side of the city, and when he'd roamed in the foothills above his home with his brother and cousins. And there had been the times when his behaviour had hurt those he cared for. There were fleeting thoughts of where they were now, whether they knew what would be done to him that morning, whether they prayed or wept or sat silent, numbed, and held hands, or were in ignorance and still asleep. He had thought of them, and his friends. In the hours before they came, he had squatted in the corner of the bright-lit cell, facing the door, his back against the angle of two walls, and thought of her. He was Johnny. It wasn't the name given him at birth, and didn't come from his society or its culture. Before he had dropped out of the university, second year, bored and chafing at its restraints, some had said he resembled the actor Johnny Depp, and it had stuck.